attractive object, you must immediately think that may this conflicting emotion of passion or attachment liberate or eliminate all the attachment of sentient beings. May this serve, may my attachment serve as the purpose of the attachment of all sentient beings. Immediately think in that manner. Similarly, if anything happens, goes wrong, you develop anger. And having developed anger, you must immediately apply same technique that made this very anger serve the purpose of the anger of all sentient beings so that all sentient beings are free from any conflicting emotion of anger. You do same thing with when you do mistakes such as through confusion, which is comes through the ignorance. And applying same technique that may the ignorance of all sentient beings be removed due to my ignorance, therefore that the sentient beings are free from the conflicting emotion ignorance. So this you must apply, not only during the practice, but during the post-meditation session, in short, in every activity.
yursum dogsum gezasum chenam kunda chigla jongseya de bena lunga isunga gi thudan namba kundula jongsungya thanda tisungu yo res.
So whole that practice is really the whole to relating with this slogan is that three objects, three poison, the three virtues that we must apply upon every mode of our activity. So we apply such a practice in our regular life.
Bena lugi chawa tene tanen daga na sing nga gi sik tene sem ji sam no tenzu ganga dorna tese phayo gi thone tene so so gi gaje thudu ji gi dashin je thoba ji gi da jo nam da gar che ba ina ti je thoba ji gi sam ta thu yo res.
So in short, whatever activity you are engaged in, physically, verbally, even in the thought of thinking, that with the awareness and mindfulness, you must learn always to exchange self with other.
Bena, gewa chi chungpa yina, ta bena, gewa ki ne tamche yina, xian lang huwa che, teke tenen roa simche tamche la penpa shuosa.
So it is important to practice such in the immediate matter of our every situation. For example, if you are experiencing any happiness, joy, excitement, immediately you pray, may that every sentient being experience this very happiness. So you dedicate that immediately with the idea, may every being have this very happiness. Immediately when you're enjoying that state of happiness. When you have done something unvirtuous, harmful, you also think that may all the beings who have done such unvirtuous, harmful action be liberated from my unvirtuous or harmful action, this unvirtuous and harmful action. So you do such practice in the every circumstance, every activity.
Oh, tendes chene. That tendes chene tan dorna ton pena tuk chene jang gu gu yore. Te jang yondu, tene te da bu gu kunzob chanju gu sem te la tene, tene tuandam chanju gu sem de rang shuke, tene getu bachi yung gu yore. Kare re se na, tuk jang yong be kapsu la, tene rang shuke, tene danzin di chung rung do. Ha go sunga, danzin di chung rung do ne, tene da xin, tene nyamba ni jik, tene
So when you train yourself in that manner, in the every activity of body, speech and mind, in every regularly, then you are able to experience effortlessly the ultimate bodhicitta, because having exchanged yourself from self and other regularly in all your activities, your clinging, self-cherishing deteriorates. And therefore, at the beginning, you experience that equality of self and other. And as you develop gradually, that the ultimate bodhicitta is born effortlessly in oneself.
대 제연두 때문에 더남 전죽 쌤티 또 제연두 때문에 원의 그 군접 단다 제반나 시인 게 나나 쌤게 쌈바쌈지 마이 뭐 쇠바쌈지 마이 그럼 베버메베기다 전주 쌤베기 때문에 쩌바세야 된다 대 연구열에 때문에 원의 생기 동갈대 때문에 렌토바다 때문에 랑게 대와 때문에 같이 대값으로 연구열에
When you have perfected the ultimate bodhicitta, the effortless bodhicitta through depending upon the relative bodhicitta, then that is the level where you can actually take the suffering, illness of other upon yourself. When you have mastered the ultimate bodhicitta.
동갈티 젠타 동갈 램버포 란타 무슨 렌자 렌체 데네 코스음 님이 베게 장토고 요레스 딜 테네 렌토고 요레스
why when you are at the ultimate level of the bodhicitta you can actually take suffering and illness of other is because you are at a level where you have experience the ultimate shunyata of not existing the subject object and that of the secondary object so to speak no self no other no meditation
then so having dungal dungal lemba pyoge yul simje lemba po ra lengyu dung dungal khosum meme beja to ba
so the subject object less is, for example, that you have reached to that stage where you do not experience self who is taking the suffering, where there's no sentient beings of whose suffering you're taking, there's no suffering itself. So you have reached a level of no... which in the Dharmic term known as that you have reached at the level of aimless state of the three objects. So that is known as the ultimate bodhicitta. And having reached to the ultimate bodhicitta, then you are again naturally, effortlessly conducting yourself in the bodhisattva actions. And as a bodhisattva action, the activity becomes again limitless through one's aspiration or motivation.
Oh, then this Janita, that is kind of Kasavore, Tandam Tandati Niba, Lojong Tun Niba, then a Mushi Chanjuk Semrum, which is Gombas, Janita, Dorna, so Lojong Capsula, that Gomu Moment Tandatere.
So that is the actual, the meditation on the bodhicitta, which is really all the seven-point mind training is based, aimed toward this very practice.
This hene, tene ta lung jungu tone, tene un jungu tene, tene tone gomgugu yores.
So this practice is based upon, as to remind you again, upon your breath, inhaling and exhaling, and as you inhale, exhale, that you give and receive the happiness and that of the receive the suffering.
Yeah,
and that's all for this afternoon. You have any questions? No.
As this is the Parinirvana of His Holiness Karmapa, and when you speak about these slogans, it seems that he was or is the very embodiment of these slogans. It helps us all to remember our guru, and I wonder if you would share with us some remembering of him to help us practice these slogans.
This is the concept of commerce.
What Yinovzan one your tosus Yinov. The ne teacher to check the that slogan said what the song the communist slogan ran in Baji Mobo. 가서 단식 말하고 대야 대처 계속 대인자 대책 다 이는 뭐라고 되게 염내 듣는 거 대체 숨으로 지나더니 건졌다요 그거 봐야 제 대체서 제 당하는데 제 이따 건져 좀 됐다
당연히 하고 싶단 거는 사실 다 뭐 그게 다 시에 봐 되게
데이터 슬로건 저러
어떻게 이신의 대해서
이는 뭐니 그걸 단다가나 제바다가나 그걸 해도 무슨 그걸 가서면 다시 이제 내가 가고 있어. 근데 고파는 좀 계속 쓰겠다. 데이터 다 체크 야 제체도 이제도 이제라고 디스로
제가 다 이제 단계 되네요. 아 조금 더 삼지 밑에 봐 마음이 없네. 이 나는 이제 좀 겨우 가면 되나. 근데 촉 조금 쓰되 근데 맨날 사주 아니 사주 준다도 쇼베 찬주 삼바침 쓰기 와서 디스도 가능 쓰기 와서나 근데 군도 찬주 삼 삼지 맞아 전담 찬주 삼 뭐 쓰기네 근데 맨날 삼신도 이게 와신 신진을 더 되는 제가 같이 될라 근데 까마 바스트는 세야 요스터 같은데 바스트 삼지 같은데 바스트 근데 레스 근데 될 때는 연두 근데 배나 다 텐스 상매기 근데 연대한다 퀄리티 상마 또 건조해야 되겠어
Yes, that basically that there are many levels of the tulkus, incarnation. The level really dealing with the, as you are quite, must be familiar with the five paths, ten bhumi. Depending on that, that there are many different levels of the tulkus. Now His Holiness is one who has gone on the top of the tenth bhumis, incarnation. And therefore, who has totally realized, actualized the ultimate bodhicitta. Having actualized the ultimate bodhicitta, his name, Karmapa, simply means the Buddha activity. So therefore, he is the really sublime incarnation, or tuku, and he is the embodiment of everything that we talk tonight.
Yeah, it is really, you know, there are many, you know, all the tuku is not necessarily the same level. You know, there's tuku on the first bhumi. Of course, once whoever the tuku means who has went, they will not return, supposed to not return to the samsara. And then you know, as the different stages, and you know, they manifest in a different, you know, form of the tuku. And like His Holiness Karmapa's case is, you know, he's known as a supreme or extraordinary tuku. You know, that's literally Chokshi Trukhu. In Tibetan word means supreme reincarnate Lama. And so, I mean, he is, you know, fully developed the ultimate bodhicitta. Or in Mahamudra way we say he's went into the non-meditation state. And so he has this, you know, whole quality. So when we, you know, talk about this, you remember his thing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any more questions?
Yeah, please.
Your Eminence, usually when we have studied the Lojong teachings, it seems like, you know, it's usually presented as Mahayana teachings, developing bodhicitta. Your presentation tonight sounded almost more like Vajrayana. And I was wondering if I'm kind of wondering if...
Yeah, I have a question.
Oh.
What is the distinguish between the Mahayana and the Vajrayana? What do you make?
What I meant by that was from the ultimate point of view, the realization of total egolessness and I was thinking in terms of Vajrayana in terms of path that. My question was kind of if the Lojong teachings or if any other
type of Buddhists who are not Tibetans, not Vajrayana Buddhists, would practice Lojong, because it seems like the awareness, ultimate awareness, is of a Vajrayana nature.
No, I think you have, you know, the from the ultimate bodhicitta point of view, you know, this is the actually same level of the full realization. Once you have developed the ultimate bodhicitta, and what and sometimes in Mahayana term they use prajnaparamita, you know. And even like in the Mahamudra, which is the, you know, a lot of people think is Mahamudra is the Vajrayana teaching. But even Mahamudra, there's, you know, two classification. And Mahamudra according to the Sutrayana, and Mahamudra according to the Tantrayana, you know, which is the way of practicing. But, the, you know, when it comes to the realization, it's actually the same. So the ultimate bodhicitta and the Mahamudra's teaching, like, you know, the nature of essence of mind, it's actually the same, the way explanation. And then to understand that clear, then, you know, in Vajrayana it's present Yidam practice, you know, the different visualizations, and then Dzogchen, you know, fulfillment stage. And then furthermore, and then like in Kagyu tradition, six doctrines of Naropas, you know, these things presented. This is known as the Tantra Mahayana, Tantra Mahamudra. But as far as the realization concerned, is the same. Even as Vajrayana, and it should come same as the Sutrayana. You cannot make different.
But do you think that...
You can say, like, what I've explained tonight, the ultimate bodhicitta, it's like, you know, like a view. A lot of people who practice Dharma has no view. So they don't know, they're practicing, but they really don't know what they, you know, practicing for. They don't know what they're doing, practice for what. I mean, they don't know the reality. They have no sense of the what is the realization. So that's why the view is extremely important. So, I mean, through the ultimate bodhicitta, understanding intellectually, so that is the, you know, the view. And then because of that, and then you can develop the relative bodhicitta properly. But and then once you develop relative bodhicitta and through that, and then you can really have, you know, realization, not just intellectual understanding, but real realization of the absolute bodhicitta, which is known as the, you can say, you know, realization of the nature of mind, or realization of the Tathagata Garbha, or Prajnaparamita, ultimate bodhicitta, all these are different names, but same meaning. And so, the part of the development of the relative bodhicitta, you can say Mahayana, you know, teaching. But then the ultimate is also, you know, the bodhicitta is the same as Mahamudra.
But yeah, I guess what was kind of interesting to me is it seems like it's a Mahayana practice, but the perspective or the view is Vajrayana. So I guess I was kind of wondering if Lojong would be, if not, people who were not studying with a Vajrayana teacher would practice that teaching.
Lojong.
Yeah, if it's peculiar to, if the practice itself is peculiar to
of course,
Vajrayana path.
No. I mean, even somebody who is not practicing Vajrayana, they practice like, you know, Mahayana's practitioner, especially Kadamba's tradition. Yes, they do that.
Thank you.
Your Eminence, when you talked about the slogan "self-liberating the antidote," I had always thought of that as sort of a response to an earlier slogan where one regards all dharmas as dreams, but then it would be possible, very likely, for inexperienced practitioners to make that a view, and you know, to take that, you know, and create a solid situation out of regarding things as empty, you know, have some idea about that rather than any experience. And so that the idea of self-liberating the antidote had always seemed like that one should not even take one's views as too real. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if that is a mistaken understanding of the slogan.
그 단단히 이어래서 아 단다 찍듯 다시 건드시면은 신기 아니 제당 그냥 뭐 그런 때 먹어 봐라 쉬게 되네 저토가 지금 뭐 이어래서 되네 단다 찍듯 되네 님부 독스 때 용배 가서 같이 님부도 신용에 이어래서 되네 개원잡 디베 그냥 뭐 개와 두고 이어래 같이 개월 신용으로 이어래서 되네 대선자 인도 될라 되네 딕변에 님부 그런 개와 딕 그런 거 봤다네 Then the young Benada, Zimbayina, Trouble of us. This is until the Troa tells us.
The whole idea of this self-liberating antidote is really to help us to come to the state of non-attachment. Generally, that when you apply remedy, sometimes you attach to the remedy itself. The remedy of non-virtuous is virtuous. So you attach or cling to the virtue. That is not proper. And that's not proper. You sort of cling to very virtue or merit of the virtue. And so it is again clinging, grasping. Nothing different from other clinging. So therefore overcome that clinging if you sort of go beyond that attachment. Looking at very direct nature. So that is called as the self-liberating antidote.
Thank you.
I think my question was answered.
Good.
I was wondering if you could clarify how one gets past the fear and the hope. But I think it was just answered.
Your Eminence. Something that continues to baffle me a lot is the view of ultimate bodhicitta, which you speak of tonight. Someone like His Holiness Karmapa, who is a manifestation of that view, I don't understand, in his mind, is there no sense of self and other whatsoever? Is it just like one field of experience? I need help to clarify that.
Okay, there's one example. The Buddha said, he said, from his, you know, nature, he said he never taught any teaching. But then the sentient beings, kasore, when but then a kongi turn tambal chu kaya tiju majons, in a yasin, then a sinjen ke, when the chapter nasa, sinjen ke, then a church pomujet, she don't sing it.
Now
what is what is?
Now that Buddha explains in his teaching. From his own perspective and ultimate nature, he never taught any teaching. But because of the sentient beings' karmic perspective, they obtained, they learned the 84,000 teaching. He never taught.
So from His Holiness Karmapa's point of view, I don't think he has that kind of, you know, other than like we have. But then when we look at him, you know, sometimes we feel that way. He has that. So I think it's up to the sentient beings. But he will come. He will come.
Yeah. Your Holiness, the more I meditate, the more I get in touch with the pain in the world, other people's pain and suffering. And it's very hard for me to see that also in a way as an illusion. Mm-hmm. Not real. Mm-hmm.
테니 코란 들랍다 테 이나 테 캐나 동네 하고 검스다
if in that is the case you must really practice donglen giving and receiving more often
instead of you just trying to think illusion or you know not true you know so when you see the suffering of the peoples of the world and then you just use that as a path that try to take that. Yeah. 다시 나타나다. 인간관계
Eminence, you talked about having the attitude of being able to take away everybody's pain. I cannot imagine that because there's so much pain everywhere. How can you have such an attitude?
The beginning. You know, like when you, until, you know, this is just right now what we are doing, Tonglen practice is just practice to develop, to able to do that. And then the real, you know, something that you can take suffering of others and then to share your merits is only you can able to do it when you reach to the according to the path, you know, they call the path of seeing, which means you when you have the some experience or, you know, the first experience of the shunyata. And that, once you reach that, and then real, you can able to do that. But until that, then by, you know, the power of the compassion and loving kindness, and you can do the aspiration, but the actual taking is, you know, I mean, you need that kind of realization. So by practicing that, and you will able to do it. And then the plavardo kana sambasangbo yun tende.
Particularly such capacity, potential to actually to actually establish such capacity to take up on the pain and provide or share happiness comes from the very kind heart. So one has to train one's mind at the beginning to really develop a sincere, genuine, kind heart.
Yeah.
Simple, I just want to know if there was any new word on the karmapa. There was so much talk about the karmapa, about the rebirth of the karmapa. Mm-hmm.
You wanted to know about his own karmapa?
Yes.
Now, His Holiness Karmapa will be, will come very soon.
That's it?
So this time soon is not like, you know, before. real soon means, actually, you know, this right now, this last April, and all the other eminents, they came to Rumtek, and then we opened real His Holiness letter. So now we have seen the letter, and then now we're just trying to recognize His Holiness. And right now we have not announced anything about, you know, about what he says in the letter, because, as you know, a lot of people make rumors. You know, even they make rumors before they open thin any letters. So we don't want to have that again. So that's why we didn't show anybody. Frankly speaking, right now, only four Rinpoche has seen it. And so we will, you know, work on that. And once we confirmed whoever His Holiness, and then we have to also confirm with the Rinpoches in our lineage first. Then after that, and then the traditionally, since His Holiness is one of the leaders of Tibetan Buddhism, so we have to inform to the different leaders like His Holiness Dalai Lama and others before, you know, actually decide. And so there wouldn't be any problem. And then after that, then first smaller ceremony, which is called the offering of name of Karmapa. And then we will bring to His Holiness to his monastery, and then that time, and we will announce the time of the enthronement. So it will happen by next year, within next year. But the enthronement will take time.
Also, could maybe you tell us a story about a relationship, I mean, something that happened maybe with you and the Karmapa, a small story of teacher-student when you were younger?
Chidangatang. No, I'm going back to it. Okay. I had many different experiences, you know, and to tell her everything is very difficult, because since I was 6 years, actually I saw him first when I was 1.5 years old, and then up to 28 or 29 years, you know, I had a very, you know, lots of different special experience. And out of that, I want to tell you one, which is, you know, I feel very, very special. And then I better say back, you know, through Tibet. Nga thangbu yishin obun jigra vas. Di ting thangbu di maa reyes. Thang thangbu di nga lo jigda chegay kapsun jaya reyes. Ting niba thang ngoma di nga yishin obun jun ya rovay kapsun la. Di di nga lo tu reyes. Dini di kapsun la, tingye yishin obun. 이제 당에 학원 지역에 와라스가라 당부 춘주가 하도 고기 유지를 대두 즉 단대에게 당부 이제 백갑게 나와지요라 봐. 대 오늘 세는 로충충을 했다 농아스리. 대네 유진하고 이제 뉴요 말 말에 대 이나양 아랑 게 즉 소원잡대. 대 당부 이제 백 소원잡대 즉 오늘에게 도모마이인 바 쩌모마이인 바 즉 마주백 즉 가서 그래. 다 묘구세야 등원에 뒷값을라 지금 나란 중부지 나와 단단히네 때 가서 오래 맞이해보지 때 시라
쇼크처럼 시원소웠어. So out of so many experience, that one experience that it is for so vivid still now, which I like to share with you is that of course I met His Holiness first at when I was about 1.5. But later again, when I was about 5, I was taken to the monastery. And that very meeting with His Holiness was very special experience in me that I felt a genuine, unconditioned devotion. That very moment, although I was very young, like 5 years old, which is still very vivid, clear, fresh in my mind.
제단 직 가서 올해 제 다가스 미토바 라고 직 마인 바지게 되네 되네 소소 파마 토바 나시 마인 바지 델레장 되네 개발도 파고 싸워지 다 가서 올해 당원에 섬지 메죠 같이
The feeling was very extraordinary. It was not the feeling like meeting a friend or a parents or so forth, but it was so extraordinary. It is like really beyond any words.
Oh. 어, 근데 대체네 근데 가서 오래 됐으면 이제 같이 좀 써서.
So
들라 당하는 게 근데 좀만 많이 배 먹을 생각 되는 건지 지금 이거.
So since that was very special, extraordinary feeling that I felt from that moment until it's so sort of fresh now that I call that as unconditioned devotion. Or unpolluted devotion.
Okay, that one got to
Okay, that's all for tonight. Thank you.
So nam de
kham che se pa ni ta ma ni ge ra na kham che pe
che ga na je pa la tu ma
se be so le
do do